This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1228. Are you game? How to put people at ease by showing your confidence.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and personalized vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. It's so important to show that you are confident. What phrases can you use to do this? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, feeling good? How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling confident today.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We need that. That's important for a good day at work.
Yeah. You know, you just have those days where you're like, I feel good today. Yeah. You want to show your confidence, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Lindsay, I mean, for you, I mean, as an entrepreneur, you have to be able to show your confidence, right?
Yeah. It's so important. It's so important. Everything is up to you and your confidence levels, right? You have to speak about what you're working on as if, right? Act as if. And we have to show that strength to the world. Yeah.
Exactly. So guys, there are so many times when you need to show your confidence. Also, like, let's say you're working in a new job, you want to show you're confident. And life in general, you know, sometimes someone can throw a task at you or you can start something new and people may kind of wonder how it's going to go for you because it's difficult, right? So maybe they assign you a task or something and they don't really know your personality well, or they're still getting to know you and your work habits. Like, this is for at work, you know, and they want to feel confident in you. Right. Or they want to feel that maybe you'll take risks. Like, how, like, what are you comfortable doing? So you have to show that you are confident in these situations. And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, I love this topic. This is huge for our listeners who are learning to connect in English. I mean, it's kind of like the world sees you the way you see yourself, right?
For sure. And it can be hard. Like, I'm feeling good today, but there are many days where I'm like, oh, you know, I don't feel so confident, but I can't let it show, you know. You have to kind of, you just have to act like you are confident and you have a handle on everything. And that's going to make other people feel confident in you.
Yeah, I mean, this is similar to what we were talking about in the web class. And guys, if you missed the web class, make sure you pay attention for our next one, because we like to talk about these things. I mean, confidence is similar to magnetism, right? Being magnetic and signaling through our vocabulary and, of course, our body language that we are confident, and then people should treat us with respect.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, people have to kind of learn how to treat you, and you have to direct them in such a way.
I love it. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to talk more about that in just a minute. But guys, Oh, Lindsay, I know that you have an Amazon Echo, right?
I do. Yes. Actually, yeah. My Amazon Echo is not set up in my new place yet in LA, but yes, I had one in Boston and I have it in a box somewhere. But you are kind of hooked on your Echo, aren't you?
I heard. Well, I've kind of gotten used to her, to Alexa, and she's going to
Alexa.
Up now.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
Gosh. And it's just kind of become this joke because I mean, I use her, you know, a lot to listen to music, and I ask a lot of questions always. What's the weather? What's this? What that? You know, like a lot of things that are important for my life. And so when I'm without her, I sometimes want to talk to her and she's not there.
That's so funny.
So Dan and I, we've kind of started joking around, like even if we're like, let's say we're like outside or something, like walking in the street and we're trying to find something, we'll just be like, Alexa.
That's awesome. I love that. It's true. We're becoming so in a sense kind of reliant on these devices.
It's not good.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're listening in on everything we're saying. It's so crazy. But anyways, guys, I mean, that's why All Ears English is now on Alexa.
That's right.
So last year, guys, if you don't know this, maybe you're a new listener, we actually built an Alexa skill. That means that you can ask Alexa to play All Ears English for you in your home on your smart speaker. So you can do this if you're in Japan or the US right now, and hopefully in the future, it'll be available in other countries. So in English, just say, Alexa, open All Ears English, or in Japanese, say, Alexa, All Ears English, wo iraite, and make sure you have the skill activated on your app before you do that.
Right. Exactly. So, and then you can start to talk to Alexa out in public like me.
It's true. I mean, I just saw that movie, Why Him, with James Franco on the flight. Okay.
She's apologizing for something. Yeah. Oh, Why Him? I saw that.
Have you seen that? And he's this like rich Silicon Valley tech dude. And he's got like his version of Alexa, but even more advanced, kind of embedded it in his entire house. And it's more of like an assistant and kind of a computer assistant. And he's so reliant. Like she does everything. And I think that's the direction we're moving in. It's scary.
That's
how smart these assistants can get. It's insane. Right.
I know. So it's so funny. But yeah, guys, definitely listen to All Ears English on Alexa.
So getting back to confidence, Michelle, I mean, how can we express our confidence in English? How can we do this?
Right, guys. So we're going to teach you four really great phrases to show someone that you're confident. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Okay. The phrase is, I have what it takes.
Yeah, I feel like this is a good one, especially you think for a job interview.
I like it. Or for
a fun challenge, right? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so here's an example. I have what it takes to take this company to the next level. There's something about when you are confident in the world, it puts the other person at ease. You know what I mean? So it's not just about you and how people treat you. It's about how other people feel as well. Like if someone's looking to hire, you want to put that person at ease and make them feel like they can rely on you. And this is the way to do it, guys.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it's not just about you. It's also about the other person. And then, you know, they will kind of perceive you in a different way, in this way that you want to be looked at, rather than kind of thinking, can this person do it? I don't know.
Exactly. So I love it. So I hope you guys are taking notes today, listening in, because I know this is what a lot of our listeners want to master. So what's the next one?
The next one, I like this one. I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah. What is this good for? What kind of context?
Definitely good for a job interview, something at work, or even for something fun, right? So you could say like, oh, I can't wait to get to work on this project. I'm up for the challenge.
Nice. It also shows enthusiasm, you know?
Yeah,
and people want to know that you're going to enjoy something and that you're excited to take it on. You're not just doubting yourself or anticipating a failure. You are ready to dive in. That's so good.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
And this next one, Michelle, I really like this one because it's more more informal. It's more, you know, more fun, more casual. Here it is. I'm game.
I'm game. Yeah. I'm game. This one I think is very native sounding. And I think this could be about a challenge or about just saying you want to do something that someone suggests. Like, so Lindsay, let's do teeny tiny role play here.
Okay. So want to get started on this project?
I'm game.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, and I like how this one can expand out to anything. You know, maybe I could say to you, hey, Michelle, do you want to go whitewater rafting on the Colorado River in October? It's going to be crazy rapids.
All right, I'm game.
So it's kind of like, yeah, physical challenges or anyone challenging you to some kind of competition, it could also be useful for.
Right. Exactly. Okay, the next one. And I just realized that I said four, but I think it's five. One, two, three, four, five. Two more. Okay. All right. I got this.
That sounded so natural. I love it. This one's also a little less formal. Yeah. So it really shows that you have a great handle on things. And yeah, it's fun to be around that person who says that. And they just take it on and they figure it out, right? Maybe you're not going to know all the details ahead of time, but you're going to figure it out.
Right. So you might just say, don't worry, I got this.
Yeah. And I think this has also been used kind of sarcastically in movies and things when people are really not in control, but they'll just say that in a funny way. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, I got this.
Yeah. So and the last one is I can handle it, right? So I can handle it. Handle means to be able to control something. Right.
And I think this is a really good work one or general one. I mean, but yeah, I think a lot of these can be used in the workplace.
Yeah. So for example, sure, I can handle it. What's the assignment?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, guys. So these are really going to bring you to the next level and make people feel at ease when they talk to you, you know, and also someone may even ask you these in a question form to test if you're able to do something, right? So someone could say to you, like, are you up for the challenge? And you could answer with one of the other phrases, Lindsay. So for example, what could you say?
You could say, yeah, I got this.
Right.
Exactly. I love it. So it's flexible. You can insert them here and there and just choose a few of these today, guys. Make them a part of your repertoire.
Right. Exactly. Because confidence is a lot about body language, a lot about how you speak in conversations. And sometimes you need to give signals with these phrases, right? Mm. It just gives a little bit extra because it shows a little bit more and you're telling them, I can do this.
Yeah, I love it. So let's show our listeners some role plays. What do you think?
Okay, here we go. All right. So Lindsay, I know there's Okay, here we go.
Start over.
All right. So Lindsay, I know that's a lot of stuff that you have on your plate. Can you handle it?
Definitely. I'm up for the challenge.
Awesome.
I like that expression, to have on your plate. That might have to be, maybe you'll make that one of our tappable personal power list words.
Because
that one is, if our listeners use that, that would be super native and natural. I love it. On your plate.
For sure. Yeah,
guys. If you're not sure what we're talking about our personal power list that you can create for yourself inside the iOS app based on the vocabulary from these episodes that you want to remember. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to download the app.
Awesome. All right. So yeah, I said, can you handle it? I asked it in a question form and Lindsay put me at ease. She said she's up for the challenge.
How about the next one? Here we go. So Michelle, are you up for going scuba diving? I know you've never tried it.
Yeah, Lindsay, I'm game.
Have you ever gone scuba diving?
No, have you?
I haven't. I'm a little scared too.
Yeah, I am too. I'm actually not game. Would you do it?
I don't know. I feel like I would have to feel really confident to know what I'm doing, because with the air, you can get in trouble, I think. But a lot of people go. A lot of people do it. Yeah, I would probably try it. I would.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. And here's another one. Sorry, I know you have a lot of cooked food.
A lot of cooked food.
Sorry, I know you have a lot of food to cook for the party. Do you need help?
Nah, thanks. I can handle it.
Okay, nice. Yeah. All right. So these definitely show your confidence. So guys, go out and use these phrases today. Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, like I said before, I think that confidence is all about what you signal to the world. So you can decide, guys, especially in a new language, who you want to be. And it's all about the words that you choose. Of course, body language is part of that, but we didn't talk as much about that today. But it also puts the other person at ease. And we, you know, this is something that I think is overlooked, but it's so valuable to create a connection, to put that person at ease, help them relax around you. Okay. Right. So definitely add these to your vocabulary.
Definitely. All right, Lindsay. Well, this has been fun, and let's feel confident for the rest of the day and the week.
That sounds good, Michelle. Have a good one.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.